Hello and welcome to Python 411, computer programming for everybody. Well, I received an email from Brad Allen, a Pythonista in Dallas, Texas, and he mentioned that PyCon 2006 is coming up and asked me if I was coming. I had mentioned that I might. I'm really disappointed that I'm not going to be able to make it because of my incredibly busy schedule, but I'm going to dedicate this podcast to what the agenda for PyCon is and encourage as many of you as possible to get on down to Dallas, Texas and PyCon 2006. Thursday, February 23rd will be tutorial day, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 24th, 25th, and 26th of February will be the main show. Guido von Rossum. It's a chance to see Guido himself do a keynote address and to mingle with him and make small talk. How could you not be excited about going? I'll tell you, any other Pythonista of fame and glory that you can think of will be there at PyCon, and it's just a wonderful opportunity. The tutorials alone are reason enough to go. So on Thursday, February the 23rd, there will be a morning session and an afternoon session. There are five tutorials scheduled for the morning and five for the afternoon. So in the morning, you have a choice between Python 102, an advanced introduction to Python by Ken Whitesell, or Internet Programming with Python by Wesley Chun, who wrote one of the famous books, one of the best books, Getting Started with WXPython by Steve Holden, another author of note, Text and Data Processing by David Goodger, and Python Without a Busy Box, Building Small Embedded Devices Quickly by Alexander Perry. And in the afternoon session, you can choose from five other wonderful tutorials. That is Plone Rapid Bootcamp by Joel Burton, Using Databases with Python, again by Steve Holden, A Game-Free Introduction to Pygame by George Pachy, Getting Started with the Twisted Web Framework by Ken Whitesell, and Agile Development and Testing in Python by George Georgiou and Titus Brown. I think that one is already filled up. So I really encourage you to get down there. I will report on it after the fact, and you know that, and I will link to all of, as much of it as gets put up on the web. But boy, to be there in person, I regret not being there, and I really encourage you all to get on down. So on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday comes the main sessions. First, let me list the keynote speakers. Guido von Rossum on the state of Python, and you know he's working on Python 3000, so if you want to get the inside track on what will make it in and what won't, maybe even get your ideas on the table. Also, Alan Runyon and Alexander Leamy on Plone. Bram Cohen, a conversation with Bram Cohen, who is the creator of BitTorrent, so he'll be interviewed, and that will be wonderful. And then we get into the main sessions, and I really believe that it's one of the most educational things that could possibly occur. There is a session on Agile Documentation by Grig Georgiou, Introduction to PyParsing by Paul McGuire, an interactive adventure game engine built using PyParsing by Paul McGuire, Vertebral Fractal Analysis by Wesley J. Chun, a very practical application to medical imaging. Martin Maley of Microsoft will present on scripting.net with Iron Python, and Kevin Dangor, Effective Ajax with Turbo Gears. Stackless Python will be presented by Christian Valier-Johnson, and Meta Installer by Ricardo Strusberg, Jesus Rivera, and Carlos Zegar. OSH, the Python-based object-oriented shell. Another talk on Decimal for beginners. Large-scale cross-platform synchronization using embedded Python. Internet access via antivirus policy software. State-of-the-art Python IDEs. I'm not going to read all of these, but there's another one on Chandler, a case study. Andrew Kuchling will do one on Element Tree and XML. A Turbo Gears tutorial. A talk on Py to XE. Python in Business presentation, Python at Home, Controlling Home. By the way, there was an article in Linux Journal about that this month on Python Home Controller. The State of Debo, PyPy, the energetic and interesting effort to write Python in Python. more than I could possibly talk about. It's just Ian Bicking is going to be giving a presentation on the rest of the web stack. And if you've been reading Ian's blog, you know how interesting that subject is. So I really encourage you. Jim Hagunin, the creator of IronPython, will also be doing a presentation on IronPython. Another one on Zen and the Art of Network Client Programming, PySense and Python, wearable Python, a wearable system and robots, humanoid robots by Dr. Charles C. Kemp of MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, ZOAP, and Mission Critical Python and the Brave New Web from a Harvard University presenter. It's a very illustrious lineup, and I really encourage you to get down there, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Again, I will cover it after the fact with links to, last year there was actually someone recorded some of the sessions, and there's always tutorials that come out of it, so I'll get the tutorials up on my tutorials page. I sure wish I could be there. Look, I don't want to bore you with just reading off schedule, so I'm going to end this podcast a little early. I know it's late in the game. The early bird reservations have been extended through the 15th, which is tomorrow. This is Saturday the 14th, and tomorrow is Sunday. But if you hear this on Saturday or Sunday, make your reservations this weekend and take advantage of the early bird registration. Otherwise, you know what? If I was anywhere within 200 miles of Dallas, I would drive down there for sure, even if I missed Thursday tutorials and Friday presentations. I'd go just for Saturday and Sunday. I'd drive down there. You know, I don't know if it's going to be in Texas next year, guys. Get down there if you can. Meanwhile, I'm really working on my own programs. I'll be presenting on that. I'm reading the, some new Python books that I'm very interested in. And I'm working with Komodo, which I really like, the Mac beta. So a lot of exciting stuff to come up on this podcast series and in Python. So keep the faith. Keep programming in Python, and share it with the world. Go on my discussion forum and say hello. And if you get down to PyCon, say hello to all of our good friends in the Python community. Thank you.